Let's move on to the Miami situation. You, being of smaller stature, as far as at least for a quarterback, you know, it's amazing. If you were in college now, Heisman Trophy winner, your height probably wouldn't be a factor. You would have been drafted a lot higher, and you probably would have had a very long starting NFL quarterback career. But being a Heisman Trophy winner and being of smaller stature than the guys around you, were you ever bullied? Going on the Richie Incognito Miami Dolphin topic here, were you ever bullied in a locker room?
You know, right away when I think back, the 1 year that I felt uneasy was in Chicago, my rookie year. There were a lot. They just won the Super Bowl the year before. There were a lot of egos in that locker room, a lot of veterans. And, I mean, I put up with a lot of crap. And it was just par for the course. That's what went on. I mean, you dealt with it, you move on, you keep going. And, I got lit up in practice. I had defensive ends just blindsiding me in practice just for fun. And you just, you know you're a rookie, and you know that it's part of the deal, and you go with this is a completely different story, though. I mean, you know, when you start adding racism into it and actually threats, I don't want to get too into it because, who knows exactly what went down. But, I'm glad to see that attention's brought to it because as usual, hey, rookie, pick up the donuts this morning. Hey, rookie, make sure I have plenty of shampoo and soap in my
bags.
Locker.
Go
hey,
get
rookie,
my car washed. Sure.
There's a big, big difference.
But you're from Natick, Massachusetts, for crying out loud. It seems like a guy from Massachusetts, Richie Incognito threw that line of bull your way. You'd probably drop him, no? I mean, that's just the way you were raised.
Well, I don't know that I could drop him.
But you would at least try.
I'd say my piece right back to him and bring attention to it out. You kind of walk in and take care of business and do what's important. And you just have that feeling that he didn't stand up to him because maybe there was even more peer pressure from other guys.
Doug, let me ask you a better question. Let me ask you a better question.
Who do you stand up to? Who do you go to for support in that situation? Do you go to a coach?
Yeah.
Do you go to a player? Who does he turn to?
Let me ask you a better question, and you led me into it, and it's what I wanted to ask you after all, and that is, if you were on the Miami Dolphins, there's no way you let that fly, right?
Right. As long as you know what's going on and you see it.
You personally, Doug Flutie, backup quarterback for the Dolphins.
Players were aware that people were razzing him or that, Richie in this case was maybe overstepping his bounds and you pull Richie aside and, hey, just back off. Okay, make him pick up the donuts or something, but don't be, somebody says something. And you would think in that tight atmosphere where guys are together 24/7, somebody else knew. That it was getting out of control, or that it had been out of control.